Hello, and welcome to the sixth episode of our podcast, Smart Consulting Sourcing, the podcast about consulting procurement. My name is Hélène, and I'll be your host today. Each week, I'll give you the keys to better use, manage, and source consulting services. In this sixth episode, I'll give you some pointers to organize a healthy competition to find the right consulting for your project. Last week, we saw the importance of defining your needs and expectations. Now that you have your RFP unaimed, where do you start? One thing is sure, finding the right consultant is not a swipe right, swipe left process. Look closely at the scope of the project, the budget, and the internal procurement policies to define your criteria of selection for the shortlist. Be mindful of your time and adapt the length of your shortlist to the level of priority and the budget of your project. When you have a very tight timeline or for a small project with limited impact on your business, choose a small shortlist so that you can spend enough time on the proposal and checking references. We recommend not going beyond three prospective providers. For larger projects, you can broaden the first round, which is briefing and proposal phase, to up to 10 consulting firms, depending on the project and the stakes. But keep at most four or five companies for the final round or the pitching phase. When your shortlist is ready, contact your suppliers and check their interest by sending your RFP. It is important to always protect your confidential information. Don't hesitate to make your candidate sign a confidentiality agreement at the beginning, even at the RFP or the RFI stage, to protect proprietary information and make sure the consulting firms will not be sharing your project details with your competitors. If the proposal includes collaboration and subcontracting, make sure that all the contributors on the project are legally bound by an NDA. If your project is particularly confidential, you should even consider working with a third-party sourcing company like Consulting Quest that will handle the process anonymously. They will keep your company and your project confidential until the shortlist stage. Unless you are handling a multi-million dollar project, don't organize extravagant tenders. Looking through proposal and listening to consultant speeches can be extremely time-consuming. It will also considerably slow down your project. Make sure that your RFP process is adapted to the scope and the budget for your project. If you have only a small number of consulting firms, or if the project is specifically complex, you might want to organize briefings to discuss the details of the project and make sure the consultants have well understood what is at stake. If you have a large number of candidates, a clear RFP, and little time on your hands, you can just send the RFP and assess the written proposals to identify the most promising one for the next step. And that's it for today. Next week, I will explain how to assess the written proposal for a consulting project. In the meantime, if you have any questions or want to learn more about what we do at Consulting Quest, just send me an email at helene.lafitte, with two F and two T's, at consultingquest.com. Bye, and see you next week. Au revoir.